This is Zemai Media, broadcasting all around the world, on the spot, on the dot.
Hello everyone, welcome to our program. My name is Jules Daudi of the Zimbabwe Blind Women Trust. I have here with me today a woman with great determination, and I would like to interview her. And it is my wish that by the end of this interview, you will learn a lot from her life. And if there be any way possible in which you can be assistant to her, to please come forward and help. Hi. How are you?
I'm so happy, Miss Jules Daud, to talk to me this morning.
Thank you. Her name is Mo Blessing. We use Mo Blessing as the pseudonym to protect her, because she will share some of the experiences in life which may not be very comfortable. And for the sake of protecting her, we'll call her Mo Blessing. Mo Blessing, can you tell us about yourself?
As a lady with a disability, I'm so happy in life that in our country we are offered the chances to get educated and become self-reliant. So far, I haven't acquired the required qualifications to become employed, either as a teacher or a lawyer. At the moment, I am studying for the A-level examinations 2016 November. The challenge is I can't get the funds for my
screen locked
examination fee. I think very soon the schools will open in May. Towards the mid-month of May, there will be the deadline for the examination fees. And at the moment, I still haven't got anything to pay for that. I'm still studying so hard. I socialize. In fact, I communicate with so many professional people as teachers who are offering me lectures. In fact, they are coaching me in my subjects. I have a combination of art subjects which I'm studying so hard. I'm so grateful for those teachers and lecturers who are coaching me. But to add on to my need for examination fees and set a fee, I also need a machine with which I'll be writing the examination. I don't have any funds to purchase that machine, such as a laptop or Perkins Braille. I'll be grateful if any well-wishers will be able to assist me.
Okay, thank you, Mo Blessing. I'm hearing you talking about professionals, teachers, lecturers who are coaching you. Why is it that you are being coached? Are you not in a formal school? Can you tell us?
Because of the lack of funds, maybe. I may have a chance to get in a normal school, but they need fees, most of which are boarding schools, which they can offer me accommodation, and I'll be associating with other students. But boarding schools, obviously, they need fees. So I decided to read, to start on my own, and decided to consult some teachers who are offering their, who spare their time who offer to coach me so that I will gain in my studying as I am doing the arts.
Okay, thank you, Mo Blessing. What great strides you are making in life to study for your A-level so that you can acquire a professional qualification. But do you mind telling us a little about your educational journey, what you've done in life, in education, how you've achieved? You're telling us that you're studying A-level now and you're studying the arts. But do you mind telling us about the background to your O-level studies and previous strides that you may have made in education?
Okay. Thank you for that question, Ms. Jules. In my academic education, I went as far as O-level, and I got 5 subjects. After that, I was enrolled at a rehabilitation institution and was trained for telephone attendance and typing. I can even use a manual typewriter. I can use it. After that, I went at a polytechnic and they trained me as a student in business studies and acquired a diploma, which I now hold. So, since I got a diploma in business studies, cannot be considered for me to become either a lawyer or a teacher. So, it cannot be considered. That's why I want to proceed with education. After A-level examinations, when I get results, I might be enrolled in an institution when they can train me either as a lawyer or a teacher, whichever the institution will enroll me.
Oh, brilliant. That's great determination. Do you mind telling us? You've talked a lot about your educational career from the time when you completed your O-level up to the time you went for a switchboard operation course and for a diploma in marketing. I would like to ask, how many years ago can that be? Can it be like 10 years or 10 to 20 years? Or can you tell us just the period, not exactly the year? Is it 10 years ago? Is it 20 years ago? Just the period, not the date.
Oh, since I was trained as a telephone operator?
Yes.
I think since 1990, I was completed my course as a switchboard operator.
Oh, brilliant. You mean 26 years ago you completed a course as a switchboard operator,
yes.
And now you want to proceed with your A-level studies?
Yes. I'm so grateful. I forgot something.
Yes.
As I say, I can need some assistance. I might need to be trained how to use a computer, either a laptop. I don't have any funds to purchase a laptop. Also, I can be enrolled at an institution where they can train me with that laptop which I have bought. There is a fee of about $100, and I'll be trained for 3 months, which means it's a normal term. So, I may need assistance to purchase that machine. And also
the $100 for the training of the use of the computer.
Yes.
Excellent determination. Where is this institution you're talking about? Is it somewhere near your home where you'll be able to go from home, or you'll be boarding somewhere?
Oh, thank you for that question, Miss Juice. I might have forgotten that question, that I will be facing a challenge when traveling from home. Also, I may need some funds for transport. I'll be transporting every day to go for classes to that institution.
Oh, yes. Do you mind telling us the name of the institution and where exactly it is located?
The institution which needs to train me to use a laptop is Dorothy Dangan Center, corner 3rd Avenue and 5 Street. I can spell it out. It's F-I-F-E.
Oh, 5 Avenue and 3rd Street.
Yes.
Is that in Harare?
Yes, it's in Harare.
All right. So you'd approximately need assistance as well in trying to acquire accommodation and transportation to attend for Dorothy Dangan lessons in computers.
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Excellent. Brilliant. What else would you want to tell us about your life or anything else about your aspirations and ambitions in life?
I can talk about my hobbies. I read a lot of novels. I'm so much interested in them. Also, I'm interested in knitting. I do craft work. Sometimes I fall short of the yarn, the wool, to carry on with my craft work. People do admire. Even school jerseys, I can make them. Even gloves, I can make them.
Wow, excellent. Can you tell us a little? I'm interested in your crafts determination. Do you really have a market? Have you ever sold any of your products? Or what do you do with your products?
I sometimes visit women who own preschools who are doing who give lessons such as ECD lessons. And also, there's one area where there's a booking place, something like a tourist area. I take that day for a craft shop. I take my craft work to those people. They will sell for me. They help me to sell.
Wow. You tell me you even sell for tourists.
Yes, I do.
Excellent. I would want to see and view some of your work and probably take some snapshots so that we can post them for people out there to view what you are doing. It's a marvelous thing. I must commend you. Disability is not at all inability. The fact that you are visually impaired and totally blind does not mean you cannot do anything. And that's a big challenge that you are throwing to people who may be listening to you. Anything else that you may say in closing? Maybe there's someone out there who has a challenge like you and you want to encourage them.
Those people who are totally blind, especially ladies, my speech is directed towards ladies. Never give up, even no matter at what age. Mm-hmm. Even if you are 65 years old, mm-hmm. you can start something, it will never be late.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. That was a very touching interview that I held with Mo Blessing, a lad with great determination who is visually impaired but who is aspiring to become a professional in life despite her age. And it is my hope and trust that you have learned something, and it is my trust and hope that if there be any well-wishers out there who can be of relevant assistance to Mo Blessing, please get in touch with the contacts that you'll be given at the end of this
is Semi Media broadcasting all around the world, on the spot, on the dot.